Reece, we couldn't quite break through, did we?
Yeah, it's a bit of a frustrating game. I think the pitch ruined it a little bit. It was a little bit too hard, ball bouncing everywhere, and your first touch has got to be immaculate, and I think that sort of killed any sort of rhythm of the game, and especially when the ball went into the box. Like I say, you're concentrating on your first touch more than just trying to get a strike away. So it was one of them games, typical end of season game. I don't think it was subconsciously on our mind, that it's probably the end of the season, or it's just, like I say, it was just one of them games where it's just a dour 0-0 draw. So it's a clean sheet. The defence have done really well. We just couldn't get that breakthrough goal.
Two games in 2 days, though, it takes a bit out the legs, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But strangely, I think we looked even fitter. But me personally, I felt even better. And I don't know whether that's because you have less time to recover, and you're just getting straight into a next game. But no, I think we. Physically, I thought we'd done really well. None of us, I don't think, looked leggy. I know Tomo come off and size with slight, injuries, but on the whole, I think we looked really, really good.
Wasn't quite going to be David Sizer's day, was it? He had the goal disallowed and he missed the chance. Yeah. It's a bit off balance, though.
I feel sorry for him, because I know what it's like to be in that position where another striker's scoring goals and he works his nuts off, and I feel for him, because even though he's chipped in with a lot of very important goals as a striker, which he plays off the back of me, you always want to score as many as you can. And with Dave, he's one of those unselfish players where your other partner reaps the rewards of his hard work, and I've had it in the past, when I've been at Kiddie, when I've been at Tamworth last year with Newton, Nuneaton with Joe Ironside, the likes of Norwood when I was at Forest Green, and that you do all your, not the donkey work because that's disrespectful, but you do all the hard work, and your other strike partner gets all the rewards. So look, he goes for me, he's an unsung hero, if you like that. He makes so many unselfish runs and he works so hard for me to try and capitalise, and I'm gutted for him that he never got the goal that he deserved. And to be honest, I don't think that was offside either, the first one. It was a brilliant bit of play from us, patient build up, a great ball put into the box, and he finished it really well. But I think he'll be disappointed with the other one. He just couldn't get his leg over the ball, but fingers crossed he can finish on a high the next couple of games.
I don't mind it, can put it right on one tonight, can't you, against Southport?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they got on today. But they're struggling. I think they lost the last six on the bounce, prior to today. So, they're not going to want to come up here on a Wednesday night. It's a long way from to travel on a big pitch. So, we want to go out on a high at the end of the season. Like I say, we won Thursday, we've drew today. Hopefully, we can't get two more wins to finish the season well.